106.9 WCTR, the greatest hits of all time. It's Thursday, and it's time for Pet Patter with Dr. Rachel Crockett. Good morning, Dr. Crockett.
Good morning.
So many times we focus on our dogs, and today I thought we'd take some time to focus on our cats. And it's something I don't think we've ever really discussed, but it's something that every cat owner has had to endure, and that is hairballs. So I thought I would ask, what causes them, and are some cats more prone to them than others?
Yeah, definitely your cats are more prone to them that are long-haired. And long-haired cats, I would say, but also your over-groomers, so really fastidious cats are cats that just for allergy reasons or behavioral reasons are over-grooming themselves, then they're ingesting more hair, and then therefore it kind of impacts into a hairball. So that definitely would be the categories of cats that would be more prone to hairballs.
What causes them? Is it just from the ingestion of the hair from grooming?
Pretty much. I mean, so they're natural. I think it's a natural process for them to bring up hairballs. But what happens is some cats, it becomes, you know, it's really problematic when they start to lodge and it slows down the gastrointestinal tract. So then you get impactions, you get, vomiting more than just bringing up the hair. You're actually vomiting food and constipation. So that's really when we start noticing it, is when the hairballs either they overwhelm the system, and for whatever reason the cat can't bring it up. But that's when it becomes a problem from our side of things.
Is there anything that we can do to kind of help our cats with that? Like if we have a cat that we know is prone to getting hairballs, is there something we can feed them? Are there supplements or things that we can help them with that?
Sure. So, I mean, you wouldn't think it, but really, the simplest place to start is just trying to lube everything up a little bit to help it leak on through the gastrointestinal tract and come out the other side. And we sell a product called Laxatone. They make it in different flavors. The product directions say to put it on the paws so that they lick their paws and then they ingest it that way. But you can put it on the food. Same concept of mineral oil. I mean, basically just anything that's not harmful for them, of course. You don't want... There are some oils that certainly can be harmful to cats, but mineral oil and the Laxatone, I mean, those are pretty good ones. And basically the concept is just kind of lubricating everything to keep it on moving right along. That's the easiest place to start because it's not really a medication. You get into some of these harder cases where things start slowing down, we actually can see some resolution of the problem with prokinetic drugs, so drugs that help the gastrointestinal tract speed up and move things on through. And that can be helpful in our really, really, really difficult cases where the cats are just miserable. But just kind of non-medicine ways to approach it are your lubricants like the Laxatone and the mineral oil. Something else to consider, if it's a long-haired cat, then we can actually do grooming on them to clip them down, really remove the vast amount of hair that's there for them to groom. And that can be helpful in some cats as a way of managing hairballs.
Can there be adverse effects if you have a cat who gets a hairball that is not dislodging easily? I mean, can there be some long-term effects from that?
Yeah, so the biggest thing is we worry about a blockage. It's not often. I don't think I've ever surgically removed a hairball as a blockage for a cat, but it certainly is possible that it can happen. And in that way, it would act like a foreign body, just as if they've ingested a foreign body. You'd get vomiting that doesn't resolve and the absence of stool.
So, and those are the two ways that really kind of indicate that there's something going on, whether it be a hairball or a blockage.
Absolutely. Those are the big ones. Yep. And okay. Just not, you know, they might eat, but it comes back up. Significant weight loss because they're not able to, you know, move food on through the system. So, yeah, you would know something's wrong with your cat if that were to happen.
Do they make foods that have like a hairball preventative in them?
Not really. I mean, there are a lot of foods out there that are for hairballs. I think, and to be honest, I don't know what it is about the diet that makes them for hairballs, but I would imagine that increased fiber would be helpful in terms of moving gastrointestinal contents on through. I think that in a way can help just keep the gastrointestinal tract as healthy as possible. Fiber will do it.
I know dogs are easy. If you put water down for dogs, they drink. Cats sometimes are just... If they want to, they will, and if they don't want to, they won't. Is there anything that you can do to encourage them to keep liquid through them that would also help?
Yeah, definitely canned food is not bad for cats. I mean, if you're having a hard time getting them to get some fluids, then a can diet could be helpful with that. The other, the alternative to that would be fountains, drinking fountains they make for cats. Cats love running water, and they prefer it. So if you're trying to encourage a cat to drink, then definitely a fountain would be the first thing I would recommend.
If you have a question you'd like to ask Dr. Crockett on a future show, you can email it to her at askdrc@wctr.com. This has been Pet Patter.